Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Shanti. So yesterday we began a new series, and there was some introduction given yesterday. So today we will actually begin with the series. What are the elevated directions given by Bap Dada till now to all the double foreigners? So let's begin today. This is the Avyakt Murli of 7th January 1978. Baba is talking with double foreigners. The title is the first direction, we can say. Maintain the elevated aim. Today's direction is maintain elevated aim. All of you children who have come from abroad, which of you feels that you are beads of rosary of 108? Victory through faith, nishchay, is definitely guaranteed. Do not ever have a weak aim. Never have a weak, kamzor laksh. Maintain the elevated aim of being the victorious ones of the previous kalpa, and you will remain so constantly. You will then always experience yourself to be a victorious jewel. So what is the first direction? Maintain an elevated aim. Why an elevated aim is needed in life? Yes. Why do we need an elevated aim? Yes. What is the need of a very high aim? To remain active. Okay. To remain alert, attentive, alert. Very high aim. They say dream big, aim high. Dream big and aim high. So your goal should be very high. And when we keep a very high aim, an elevated aim, many things happen. A new employee, a candidate comes for an interview, and the boss is sitting, and towards the end of the interview, the boss asks, what is your goal? Why you want to join this? What you have in your mind? What you want to achieve? So the candidate says, sir, I will not stop unless and until I see you. I see myself in your place. I will not stop unless and until I see myself in your aim, your place. So very high goal, very high aim. I remember when we were medical student, first year, there was a farewell ceremony. The dean of our hospital was giving his farewell speech, Dr. Aichit, and he said, when he first came in that medical college in 60s, very first day, he decided that one day I will become the dean of this very college. A first year student with a lot of fear of ragging, so many other things. But he said, the day I stepped into this medical college, I decided that one day I'll become dean of this medical college. And he became. So the aim was very, very high. So what happens when you keep a very high aim? So many things happen. Let us first try to understand what happens when we keep a very high aim. First thing is, it's very inspirational and it's very motivating to have a very high aim. In any sphere of life, when you keep a very elevated aim, very high aim, that aim itself keeps you inspired. You are not an ordinary person. You are an inspired being. Your words, your talks, your behavior, your habits, everything has the tinge of that inspiration. So when we keep a very high aim, that high aim itself becomes an inspiration for us. Other thing is, second, it inspires others. When you keep a very high aim yourself, when you are walking towards it, you become a source of inspiration for others as well. So that inspire others. Because when you know that you are trying something impossible, which you had never tried in your life, it also becomes an inspiration for others. There was a very famous boxer, American boxer, Muhammad Ali. It's a very well-known figure. He said, "I hated every minute of training. I hated every minute of my training. But every time I would tell myself, don't quit. Don't quit. Because if you don't quit now, you will become a champion for the rest of your life. So every minute of the training is so hard. The whole body pains. So hard workouts. So you just don't want to do it. But then there is a higher consciousness that tells you, keep on doing, sweat. And the result will be something that will become an inspiration for others as well. So it's an inspiration for yourself. It is an inspiration for others as well. Third thing is, when you have very high aim, it boosts your creativity. It boosts your creativity. You become more creative. Otherwise, when you don't have any aim, for example, today is holiday, 26th January. Now, what is the goal? If you have the goal of sleeping whole day, you are wasted. But if you keep a very elevated goal, something very challenging, something which you have never done before. So, it stimulates your creativity. So, creativity is something, one becomes creative only when one has to face challenges. Otherwise, if everything is all right, you're doing your Amrit Vela and you're listening to Murli and there are no challenges and no obstacles. Evening again, you are doing your yoga and you are getting all the 3 square meals at proper time without much hassle. And then evening, you have an undisturbed sleep, unpunctured by any calls. So this looks a very comfortable life. But then, creativity cannot be there. Creativity is stimulated by storms, by challenges, by obstacles. So when you keep a very high aim, naturally you start searching, you start knowing more about it. So your mind becomes creative. What I should do, what I should do, what new I should do. Every moment should be a new moment. Every moment should be a creative moment. Do something which you had never done before. A challenge which you had seen other people doing, but you yourself never ventured out to do that. Try doing something new. Something which was considered impossible. And that will be your victory. You emerge out as a victorious jewel. You don't have to show your victory to anybody, but it is the victory of thought. It is the victory of sankalp. So, it boosts your creativity. Fourth, when you keep a very elevated aim, very high goal, you come out of your comfort zone. You come out of your comfort zone, and the real growth takes place only when You move out of your comfort zone. This is the comfort zone. Food and sleep. Highly protected and insulated. When you disturb both of these things, you come out of your comfort zone. So today is which day? Tuesday. Tuesday is another good day for fasting. Many people do twice a week. So Tuesday and Friday. These are the 2 days. So you come out of your comfort zones. So only when you come out of your comfort zone, some new thing is going to happen. So long as you are protected, insulated, cocooned in your comfort zone, don't think of something new. New thing will happen to you only when you step out of your comfort zone. Go out of the comfort zone. Do those things which you have never done before. There's one German author, Friedrich Nietzsche. He says, live dangerously. What he says? Live dangerously. Your life should be full of dangers. Then the growth happens. Otherwise, growth will not take place. So, step out of the comfort zone. Go out of your way and do something new. Every day. Think. Plan. Contemplate. So that is the fourth thing that happens when you have a very high aim. Very elevated aim. Fifth. When you have a very high aim, the result is growth. The result is growth. You cannot remain the same person. Suppose you are here at this point and you have gone through a challenge in life. You are here and now you are here. And in between, there is a challenge. In between, this challenge may be anything, some obstacle, a death of near and dear one, or your own physical illness, or some accident. You know, most of the sportsmen, when they had undergone such challenge, when they emerged out as victorious, there are so many gymnasts, they met with such a challenge, such an accident, that their body was shattered. And then they felt that we could never come out. But then again, they mustered up courage and they stood. So the real courage lies in going through a challenge and coming out victorious. You know, one of the Indian football player, Sandeep Singh, he was doing so well. And once he was traveling, suddenly there was an accident. A bullet hit him and he got paralyzed, paraplegia. But then the willpower was so strong that one day again stood up. Again he started playing. So you do not remain the same person after going through that challenge. So every challenge, the result is growth. The result is growth. So focus on that growth. So that's why keep a very high aim, very elevated aim. The elevated aim is could be regarding Murli. What elevated aim you will keep in Murli? Extremely high aim about Murli. Yes. Learn it by heart. Every word of it. Such a high aim. Our mind says, no, no, no. Don't do all this. It's of no use. Mind wants what you know. What is the tendency of mind? Mind wants rest, comfort, sleep, convenience, enjoyment, picnic, food. These are the requirements of mind. That's it. It hates exercise. It hates walking for a long time. It hates heat, extreme weather. It doesn't want. It doesn't want this cold. It doesn't like all this. Sweats. It hates. Such words as fasting, it has a very strong hatred. And even if somebody mentions, you look at that person with disdain. You don't like such person. You feel Baba has never told all this. So mind wants, understand the tendency of mind. Mind is a comfort loving baby. Mind is a comfort loving baby. It just wants comfort. Now we have to go and take our food. But really the need of the mind is, I will sit here, bring everything here only. Even glass of water. I don't want to go and wash my hand on the basin. Bring something, bowl. There only I will wash. This is what mind wants. You give such comforts. After that, it doesn't want to do anything. Any hard work. It doesn't. One of the things mind loves is sleeping. And if somebody comes and wakes you up, you feel he is enemy. That's why all the religious founders, they were looked upon as enemies. People did not like them. Because they were sleeping and they came and started waking them up. So who likes a waker? Nobody. Understand the tendency and throw it out of the comfort. Come out of your comfort zone. Do something which you haven't done before. So growth happens. Another thing is, when you keep a very high aim, it attracts opportunities. It attracts opportunities. New opportunities will come to you. Otherwise, you don't want to. You don't have to seek opportunities. Opportunities will themselves come to you. Such things will happen in life that automatically you will start going up and up and up and up. So, law of attraction works here. Many opportunities will come to you in life. So, another thing is your true potential. Seventh, it unleashes, it frees your true potential. You do not know your own potential. We are all potentially sleeping spiritual giants. So once that potential is released, that energy is locked. You know, in Tantra they call of Kundalini, the power of Kundalini, the coiled serpent, they say. It's at the back. So when that is released, you become an extraordinary person, very high intellectual capacity. Very high intellectual level, very sharp memory to remember things, very strong intuitive power, very strong sixth sense, ESP, extrasensory perception. And you develop psychic abilities like clairvoyance, clairaudience and all such things. So, it unleashes your potential. Another thing is, when you keep a very high aim, it gives you better experience. That's why in English they say, not failure, but low aim is crime. Don't keep low aim. Keep a very high aim. It's better that you keep a high aim and you fail. It is better than all those successes of low aim. Keep a very high aim and you fail. It is better than all the victories of low aim. So keep high aim. At least when you keep the aim of coming first, you will come second or third. But when you keep the aim of just I want to pass, then you will definitely fail. So keep an elevated aim, very high aim. So it gives you better experience. It gives you better result. So these are all so many things that happen. So Baba is saying, do not ever have a weak aim. Kamzor laksh. Don't keep. Keep a very high aim. Maintain the elevated aim of being the victorious ones. Victory everywhere. Whatever work we will do, that should become a victory. So keep that aim of victory. You know, all the sportsmen, what they do? They keep on dreaming. In the stage of Yoga Nidra, they go in that yogic sleep. Yoga Nidra is used for victory in sports. They see themselves winning or whatever you want to achieve, you see it happening, you visualize it, you colorize it, you picturize it, and see it actually happening. So, that picture of victory pulls you towards victory, attracts you towards victory. So, Baba is saying, maintain the elevated aim of being the victorious ones of the previous kalpa, and you will remain so constantly. You will then always experience yourself to be a victorious jewel. So the bridegroom is teaching us. So today is the first direction. And what is that direction? Keep a very high aim. So today is holiday. So what is the aim? Eat, drink and sleep. Do something which you haven't done before. Anything, but that should be very new. If you had gone to trekking number of times, Jungle Bath, Shinrin Yoku. Jungle Bath is known as Shinrin Yoku in Japanese language. Today Jungle Bath is there. So, tree hugging, Jungle Bath, so many new things. So, do all those things, but do it with alertness. Do it with consciousness that there is a prana in the trees, in the leaves, in the dry trees, in the atmosphere, and feel that energy, derive that energy. One of the biggest problem with all such picnic is food. Keep food away. Because otherwise the whole attention is in food. So whenever you go, all such things, keep it the last thing. Otherwise you are constantly thinking, now we will sit and we will have our food. Now we will think. So that touch of nature is lost. So keep it very simple. Very, very simple. Maybe just fruits or some juices. That's it. And enjoy nature. Difficult job. That never happens. Okay. You know why we eat? What are the reasons of eating? There are about 13 reasons for eating. One of the reasons is just hunger. Rest, there are so many other reasons. We will discuss this some other day. What are the causes of eating? Hunger is not the only cause. There are so many other reasons for eating. And when you understand all those reasons, you start understanding something more about yourself. Okay, so maintain the elevated aim. Om Shanti.